and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
It's just fitting to start the day worshiping, praising God, declaring His praise. Amen. We're continuing on with our series on the book of Hebrews. And let me ask you this question. Have you ever been encouraged by the phrase, praying for you? Nasabihan na po ba kayo ng mga katagang yan? Sis, bro, I'm believing with you. I'm in faith with you, praying for you. In fact, when we're looking at the comment section of our morning worship and prayer, our team has been so encouraged seeing your prayer request. By the way, we do take time to pray for that. We've also been seeing you guys posting answered prayers, people in community rejoicing over answered prayers. Ang saya-saya po namin kapag nakikita namin yun, mga katagang praying for you. When was the last time someone told you that? When was the last time you said that statement to someone? Nakaka-encourage, di po ba? And not just in our comment section, we've been so happy seeing people finally be able to pray face-to-face with church community and spiritual family. We've been seeing our global church praying for the churches in Russia and Ukraine. Praying for you. Nakaka-encourage, hindi po ba? And kung na-encourage po tayong madinig yon from people, can you imagine? Have you ever imagined what it would be like if you knew that God is praying for you? How would that encourage you? How would that change the way you approach God and pray to Him? Praying for you. That's the encouragement that the writer of Hebrews encourages the church who is at the point of distress, doubt, and discouragement. The author was saying, Jesus is praying for you. And that same encouragement is God's encouragement for us this morning. Let me read Hebrews 7:23-25. There were many priests under the old system, for death prevented them from remaining in office. But because Jesus lives forever, His priesthood lasts forever. Therefore, He is able once and forever to save those who come to God through Him. He lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf. This is the word of the Lord for all of us today. You see, the context of this again, for the past few days, we've been talking about how Christ is supreme. His priesthood is supreme. When the author of Hebrews writes this book, he starts off by saying, Christ is supreme, He is ultimate. And in the past few days, we've been talking about not just Christ as supreme, but how His priesthood is supreme. How the royal Psalms point to Him as both king and priest. How the imperfection of the old priesthood cannot compare with the perfection of Christ as priest, how the old priests have died, and Christ as our high priest lives forever. You see, in Christ, we have a perfect priest forever. In Christ, we have a perfect priest forever. But for us to appreciate this truth, we need to understand what was the role of the priest for the nation of Israel. What was the role of the priest during the time of this writing? You see, the priest firstly represented God to the people. Whenever God would speak, He would speak, of course, to His people, but sometimes He would speak and minister through His priests. The role of the priest was to represent God to the people and the people to God. People go to God with their prayers, requests through the priests. Another function of the priest was to offer sacrifices to God in behalf of the people. Year after year, to atone for people's sins, the priest and high priest would offer sacrifices in behalf of the people as payment and atonement for their sins. But think about this with me. If that was the function of earthly priests, imagine Christ being our priest forever as He represents God to us and us to God. You see, Christ becoming our high priest, becoming our priest, represented God to us. We have seen God in the flesh, in the incarnation. And He not just represented God to us, He represented us to God. When He died for our sins on the cross, He became the perfect and only qualified substitute to pay for your sins and my sins. He became the high priest, but He also became the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. So it gives us access to God, representing us to God and God to us. And if the earthly priest offers sacrifices for people continuously and consistently, Christ's sacrifice suffices once and for all to pay for our sins forever. Three implications for us, because Christ is our forever high priest, forever perfect priest. First, because Christ is our perfect priest forever, it tells us that we have access to God. We have access to God. Verse 24 says this, but because Jesus lives forever, his priesthood lasts forever. Hebrews 7:24. You see, in the scriptures that we read, it said that the older priests have died because they were mortal. But here we have a priest who is eternal. And because Jesus lives forever, therefore his priesthood is forever. Therefore, us coming to God, access to God is forever. We have access to God through Christ. Have you ever wondered why when we pray, we say in Jesus' name, amen. Through Christ our Lord, amen. Why? Because that's what the priest does. Jesus Christ as our high priest enables us to have access to God forever. That's why we pray in his name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. How have you come to spend time with God lately? Have you been able to spend time with him? How are you in terms of your access to God? Do you believe that you can go to God anytime, anywhere, in the midnight, early in the morning, in between breaks, anytime, in whatever circumstance? Scripture tells us and encourages us, we have access to God because of Christ, our perfect high priest forever. Second application for us, it tells us that because Christ is our perfect priest forever, we are saved by God. We're not just able to have access to God, we are saved by God. Hebrews 7:25 says this, therefore, he is able once and forever to save those who come to God through him. If the sacrifices of the priests, human priests, during the time of this writing, atoned for people's sins through the consistently offering of animals for sacrifice in atonement for people's sins, Christ's sacrifices, he has paid for it in full once and for all. Its effectivity is forever. One sacrifice for all time, for all eternity, paying for all our sins. We are saved by God through his finished work on the cross. He is able to once and forever save those who come to God through him. Have you come to put your faith in the finished work of God? If you have done so, are you still paying for your sins, or have you put your faith in his finished work that he has paid it all? Third application for us, because Christ is our perfect priest forever, we can approach God with confidence. We have access to God, we are saved by God, and we can approach God with confidence. Verse 25 says, he lives forever to intercede with God on their behalf. We can be confident. Why? Because Jesus is on our side. If you have put your faith in God, God is on your side. He lives to intercede for you and for me forever. A while ago, we asked this question, have you been encouraged when someone told you, I'm praying for you? Then here in this verse, we see Jesus praying for all believers at the right hand of the Father. Our Savior who bore our sins became the priest who prays for us forever. How amazing is that? Jesus lives forever to intercede on our behalf. Jesus is praying for you. Jesus is praying for the church. Are you encouraged? He is our high priest who offered his life for us. He is our high priest who offers prayers for us. Christ is our high priest who died for us and our high priest who intercedes for us. Christ, our high priest, became the sacrifice that saved us forever. And Christ, our priest, grants us access and confidence in approaching God forever. Yung iba pa minsan, pag na-heartbroken, sinasabi nila ang hashtag nila, walang forever. Pero kay God, my forever. We are saved forever. We have access to God and confidence in approaching God forever. I pray that that will be your posture. Every time you come to God in prayer, every time you confess your sins, every time you have problems, every time you are in faith for something, that you would be confident because God has saved you. You have access to God and you can approach him in confidence forever. All because of what our high priest has done. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we can have access to you anytime, anywhere. Lord, we thank you that we not just have access to you, but we are saved by you. Once and for all, we put our trust in your finished work on the cross. Lord, our good works are not to earn our salvation, but Lord, our good works are our response because you have saved us by the sacrifice of yourself on the cross. And Lord, we thank you that we can boldly and confidently approach you. Lord, we put our confidence knowing that we can approach you anytime, anywhere. We praise you and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust in your wonder as we lay our burdens down. You call us sons and daughters. We're no longer orphans now. You have overcome the darkness by the power of your great love. Now we rest in
Hebrews 4:14 and 16. So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God, where we will receive his mercy and where we will find grace to help us when we need it the most. May you confidently approach God as you go through the day and help others do the same. God bless you. Have an amazing day ahead.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.